It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
My fellow Americans, we will join together and reverse this staggering American decline, and it is staggering indeed, and we will again restore the spirit of our nation. And then we must build and raise up a legacy that will stand without equal in the entire history of the world. With your help, we will create communities where our children will grow up safe and strong, and a nation where they will grow up free, prosperous, and well.
I know that was long, but that really, truly was one of the best position statements from last night. It really was. Yeah. That was a 4-star one.
Yeah, really well done. Because you know what it does? It paints a picture.
It does. You're right.
You start to, if you're listening to the words, you start to imagine it. You start to think about what that would be like, what that would look like. And it creates an image in your mind that now connects you to the Trump campaign. And you start to get the warm and fuzzies and feel like, sure. Oh, maybe, you know, he can bring this all back. That would be nice.
Look, he's not going to back off of make America great again, because he had the big closing thing, you know, make it strong again, proud again.
Right.
Rich again, all that's not going to stop.
Oh,
it's kind of like a trademark thing right now. But really, for the first time, and he started doing this with the last like 5 or so rallies heading into the midterms, he started to paint the exact picture. People have said it for years. How are you going to do it? Exactly how? Paint us a picture. Everybody knows exactly how bad things are right now. So the focus is on rebuilding and saving America, as it should be.
That's it.
That's what people can wrap their heads around and get out of the personal crap. Perfect.
That's what it all comes down to. We all know about the personal stuff. We all know how you feel about, you know, issue A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Sure.
And it's not that you're wrong about it. It's not that you're wrong about, you know, Russia hoax or impeachments or Mar-a-Lago raid or anything else. It's just that it doesn't really matter to the issues. So we get that you're always attacked. We feel for you. But let's move forward and start to think about how can we fix things. And that's what he did last night. He's got to continue doing that now.
And that's the challenge. It's going to be two things. It's going to be if you stick to points. He's got these rallies where you're speaking for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just going to be sticking to policy. That's a tall task on its own anyway without going personal.
See, and maybe,
but he has to.
Maybe the remedy there is maybe twofold. Do less rallies and make them shorter. So maybe instead of going off for an hour and a half, where you have much more opportunity to kind of meander and, you know, go off the cuff and just say what's on your mind.
That's always good.
Do 30-minute speeches.
Yep.
You stick to the script.
Boil it down.
That's it.
Edit it down a little bit, because that was one of the criticisms last night, too. Oh, did you enjoy your long, meandering speech?
Right.
Well, he had a lot to... You're also playing to the crowd, and he always feels bad. He's trying to give them their money's worth,
yeah.
You know, for the time and effort to get in there and go through security. But things like this, A+. Honest to God, 5 stars.
Because this is not just a campaign. This is a quest to save our country. Talking about saving our country...
I keep going back and forth of what the best thing was. And there were a couple of clunkers in there, but that was one of the best ones because he defined, you know what that answered? What question that answered? Why him?
Yeah,
because
true.
It's not a normal campaign. They're not normal times. There's one person that can take the arrows and the abuse that would happen throughout this. And the one guy, and he's also the guy. You know what's more valuable than anything that any other candidate can offer? He's done it before.
That's correct. Right.
But it's a bigger challenge now, as he reiterated last night many times. The reason why he is the guy, according to him, this is what he was saying last night, because I've done it before and I'm the only one that can take it. That's what he said.
He's a proven warrior.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's really what it comes down to. I mean, he's, you know, like a heavyweight champion getting back into the ring. You know, he's won before. You know, he can do it again. And I think that's you know, his biggest argument going into this. You've seen what I did. You've seen my results. Whether or not you like my mean tweets, or, you know, that you believed all this garbage that was out in the news, you can't deny results. You can't deny that you had more money.
Exactly.
And things cost less.
Exactly right.
And we weren't in any wars.
So you remind people of that. Don't dwell on it. But then talk about how you're going to fix it. And he painted several times last night, Diener, this picture of America in the future he said it, not like make it great again. It was beyond that. It was make it better than before.
Right.
That's a great image to paint. It really is.
Were
they all 5 stars? No.
Breaking the radical Democrats' grip on Congress was crucial. So in other words, we have taken over Congress. Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Isn't it?
Okay, we all loved hearing that.
Yes.
But it was starting to sink down to a level. I'm like, all right, get out of it, get out of it, get out of it. We know.
A little bit, but I mean, that's just such a beautiful thing. So I personally give that 5 stars because I love hearing it. I love it. I can't wait until January when she's officially out as speaker.
It actually was good because he didn't dwell on it. If he had.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I hear these things now. I've heard so much from him and seen him so many times. I'm expecting, and by the way, what the hell is up with her husband? I'm like, oh.
He starts going, did you hear about the hammer attack? Did you see that story?
It was going so well. I thought for sure it was coming, but he didn't.
Nope, didn't go down there.
No, I stayed away from it.
Yeah.
All right. We had some lighter stuff to get to now, but we really can't because there's a little bit of breaking news regarding the missile attack. The missiles, it's been called an attack, that landed in Poland. New update here. Apparently, this very well may have come from Ukrainian missile defenses.
Yeah, this is a huge update because essentially it avoids an escalation that everybody has been fearing for the past 7 months.
President Biden is telling NATO allies the missiles killed 2 people in Poland was from Ukraine's air defense, which would be obviously a mistake and a miscalculation.
Sure.
Or something happened there. A Reuters report says a NATO source made that claim early today, you know, their time ahead of us. This is a former NATO Supreme Allies commander. He's a retired Navy admiral. His name is James Stavridis. He says that whole explanation makes a lot of sense to him.
It looks like now we're circling in on it was Ukrainian using a Russian-made missile, S-300, call sign Grumble. It's got a range of about 100 miles, can go up to 100,000 feet, pretty ubiquitous air defense system.
It's never good news when something like this happens, but at least we can say, well, that shouldn't escalate things.
Right, exactly. You know, you're sad that this happened
right in
Poland and a couple of people died. You don't want to hear that.
Right.
But, I mean, let's face it, when we all first heard that possibly Russian missiles landed in Poland and killed 2 people, first you thought of was, well, here we go. Article 5 of NATO is coming, and this is the big war.
It sure seemed like that was the way it was headed, so that would be...
Yeah, that was the fear. So this is good news. I mean, as good news as you can get from something like that happening, the fact that this apparently was some type of misfire from the Ukrainian end.
Kind of like the best possible news in a bad situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what is being said now. So it seems like we literally dodged the bullet.
All right, and we got good news regarding that Artemis launch. Fully successful last night from the Space Coast. That was a big deal.
I know it was a big deal, and I'm angry about it.
You know what? Two things happened to you this week. They didn't let you buy the Christmas Story house in Cleveland. And they wanted you away from the Artemis launch information.
No one told me about this. Wait 2 months to see this thing.
No.
I'm so angry about this.
You're out. got the launch update from that coming up. And more highlights from the Trump speech, the announcement last night. What'd you think? Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Karen, we got rapid fire coming up in minutes at 7:30. You've got all the headlines. We have the commentary. What you got coming?
I think this is really interesting. Most of us got a new car in here. And you know what the most reliable and least reliable cars are, according to Consumer Reports?
Let me guess. Hold on. Toyota reliable.
Yes.
I'm going to say unreliable BMW.
Yeah, something like a
no.
Ford. Jaguar.
Tesla, Mercedes, the least reliable.
Huh. Really?
Yes. The Toyota Corolla Hybrid, most reliable car model.
The hybrid is? Wow, that's interesting.
Followed by the Lexus GX, Mini Cooper, Toyota Prius, and the Mazda MX-5 Miata.
Oh, yeah, the good old Miata.
Yeah.
They still make Miatas?
A race car. Yeah. Everybody I've known who's had a BMW, they always have problems with it.
And repairs, like a headlight.
Oh.
It's extremely expensive.
Forget it.
Yeah, Japanese cars are the most reliable, and then followed by Toyota-owned Lexus.
Oh, yeah.
BMW, Mazda, and Honda. Lincoln, the most reliable American brand, at number 10. Buick is number 11. And then, of course, it's Tesla and Mercedes. And Jeeps give car owners the most problems, according to Consumer Reports. These are the most and least reliable brands.
Jeep thing has been happening for decades.
Don't tell Jeep people that.
No, it's like a cult.
Yeah.
So I don't even see it. I have a Kia. I don't see it on there, but I got a 100,000-mile warranty.
Exactly.
There you go.
Remember when Hyundai first came out with that warranty?
Yeah.
I had a mechanic say to me once, he goes, how can you go wrong?
It's so good.
Okay, something goes wrong. Just have them fix it.
Exactly.
Pretty much it.
I'm good. That more coming up.
All right, Karen.
Good job, Karen.
It was Car Talk with Karen.
All right.
A new podcast feature.
That's
awesome. And then that Knutter valve. No. That's coming up at that and a lot more headlines. Coming up at 7:30 minutes away, that's when we do rapid fire. The East South Florida Morning Show. This is Diener. I'm Bill. Well, I think, you know what? We're going to open up the text line, Diener, which means we'll get some stragglers from all kinds of random topics, but okay. I think we should keep it open all morning long. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Just thoughts. Just reactions from you all. We have an inkling. We have a feeling and a guess in how we thought you liked the Trump speech from last night, the announcement, but what do you think? It's all you got to do is chime in.
Yeah, I like it.
Who are you? Where are you from? What are your thoughts?
We do have some stragglers from the past few days. Maybe we can get to later.
We should clear those out because those happen.
That's true.
It's the strangest thing because we'll open up the text line as we just did, like on a topic, and you'll see things that came in from the last time we did it that make no sense to anything. Like you'll open it up and it's like Joe from Port St. Lucie says apricots. What?
And then we have to think back, wait, what were we talking about a couple of days ago that would be a response?
And it never makes any sense.
I love it.
But I don't know, so far, national reaction, if you want to believe the pundits. And do we anymore, really? Do we need them? Do we need people that claim to be experts after the midterms? I don't think we do.
No, they're all a bunch of bums.
All we can do is guess. But so far, they're saying the national reaction is pretty strong.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
You know, there was this, too. They said, going into this, because the rumor had been that he was going to stick to topic, which he did, you know, stick to talking points and stick to the teleprompter as much as he possibly can. A lot of people were saying, oh, we don't need subdued Trump. There's no way we didn't vote for him. I don't need low-energy Trump. That doesn't, those are not mutually exclusive. That it doesn't mean one necessitates the other. You know, sticking to a point and a future and a vision of what you have for the future doesn't mean it's going to be boring all of a sudden. The rallies are still going to happen.
Yeah, see, and that's the opinion that kind of bothers me. It's like, what? So you want a Trump who's braggadocious and in your face? What does that get you? So you're happy when he doesn't win? I mean, because that's not going to help anybody. So you want the Trump that's going to be calling people names and going after people all the time. Well, guess what? He's not going to win. And then you're stuck with what we have right now. So which one do you want?
And by the way, it's not completely going away, by the way. You can't rip that out of his personality.
No.
And for five straight years, no, probably six, I guess, he's been in the news every single day. There's not anybody alive in the country right now that's under like 16 that's over like 16 that doesn't know what his personality's like. Doesn't have to define it anymore.
He's Trump.
All people are looking for now are solutions to what we're going through right now. And that's what he laid out beautifully last night.
He did.
On average, all of the stuff together, I'd give him 4.5 stars out of 5. Out of everything. Couple of clunkers in there, but there were some great talking points.
Yeah. No, I would go with that 4.5 stars. It was a little long. And there was a little, you know, getting sidetracked a little bit. So just for that, I would say 4.5 instead of 5. On a personal rating, but no, he did what he had to do. He was back to the basics. He was vintage Trump. He said everything that needed to be outlined of what's wrong and how he's going to fix it and get it back to the way it was. That's all he's got to do for the next 2 years, by the way.
If you think back to some of the original established GOP rhino criticisms of him when he first announced in 2015, heading into 2016, the criticism was he doesn't give any specifics. All he says is drain the swamp, make America great, all this. Well, there were a lot of specifics last night. I mean, exact things that he was going to do.
We will abolish every Biden COVID mandate and rehire every patriot who was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay.
As we said before, he's not just talking about masks. He's not talking about vaccines. He's talking about very powerful emergency COVID powers that, by the way, the Democrats just decided to renew for themselves again.
Yep. All the way to April.
They're not going to give up that power easily. That's what he's getting at, not masks.
No, he's talked, yes, the specific things. And he was specific on a lot of things. The way he laid things out, whether it was, you know, elections in the future,
right,
COVID mandates, energy, gas, inflation. And he had plans for everything. And that's what he's got to do, is stick to that type of stuff moving forward.
By the way, did you catch this too? I thought this was fascinating. Talk about moving forward.
And we will plant our beautiful American flag very soon on the surface of Mars, which I got started.
Of course, you had to try that. Of course, I got that started.
Nobody else thought of it but me.
That was all me.
I think Elon Musk is sitting there like, maybe?
That's okay. But that was another thing. That's another forward-looking thing. Did he have it? Was it necessary to throw it in there last night? Maybe not, but it's another plan for the future.
Yeah.
It paints a picture of a strong, you know, America venturing forward into the future and beyond. It was great. And speaking of that, by the way, last night, the moon rocket Artemis launched from Florida.
Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
It sounded like a trumpet. We rise together.
Who was that guy?
I don't know who he was. Are we sure he worked for NASA?
I think it was. They found some guy named Joe walking in the hallway and said, "Hey, Joe, come talk here real quick." Okay.
Okay, I'm a little caffeinated. Booster rockets. But it happened. It was great.
Yeah,
full
apparently.
Success. The long-delayed Artemis rocket.
This is so annoying to me. I was looking forward to seeing this thing for 2 months. We've been talking about Artemis, and then it got delayed, and it had all the little different issues. And then all of a sudden, it just goes off in the middle of the night, and I miss it, and
That's
it's
right.
just gone.
That's right. You know what they did? NASA and SpaceX looked at your social media usage, and they said, "He's busy. Launch it now." He's not paying attention.
Ridiculous.
Send light the rocket.
I wake up and I start seeing all this. I'm like, what? That was the Artemis? you're going to be kidding me. I missed it after all this time.
We got more on that. Sure, Karen has more on that too. And we'll figure out who that NASA guy was, maybe during rapid fire, as well as more Trump highlights from last night coming up next. And don't forget, maybe we can go through some of these if you got them. Your reaction to Trump's announcement last night, 877-850-8585 in the text line too. Maybe we'll have some of those during rapid fire. But it's next.
It's 7:30, time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's that time. Karen's got a lot of headlines, a lot of news to talk about. We're going to chime in with a commentary. We'll see if we get through this without completely derailing your newscast. It's never happened in the 2-year history of Rapid Fire.
I think we've been doing longer than 2 years. I don't know.
It feels like 2 years.
Maybe.
We need to.
How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. Actually, you know what? Might be like 3 or 4 years.
What?
Yeah.
I think so.
My God.
Time has flown by.
Well, I don't count the COVID years.
That's true.
No,
that's what it was.
No, I literally, I'm hacking 2 years off my age.
That's what it was.
It didn't count. It was like the blip.
That's true.
Like in the Avengers.
We came out of the blip.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, we came into rapid fire.
Well, phew, World War III averted.
Yeah, really.
My God.
Wow.
Poland's president came out this morning, said that missile that landed in his country, killed 2 people, was an unfortunate accident, came from Ukraine. Yes, it was a Russian missile, Russian made, but it was a boo-boo.
Big one.
Well, listen, it's never a good thing anyway, but you're right. At least it wouldn't, I mean, you wouldn't think this would lead to an escalation if that's the case.
No, yeah, it was not launched by the Russian side.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that Poland was going to invoke Article 4 of NATO. I didn't know what that was. Apparently, it's just like a level of alertness, like saying,
which
hey.
Is, we were threatened.
Yeah. Right.
Article 5 is if
that's
one gets
the
attacked,
want.
We all attack.
Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Article 5 brings in all NATO nations.
That's World War III.
Yeah.
Article 4, not so much. But anyway, we don't have to worry about it. It was a boo-boo. Okay?
7.6 million pounds of thrust.
Yeah, baby.
Overnight.
It's not Wednesday unless you hear Bill Nelson talking about thrust.
Yeah.
NASA sends 3 dummies to the moon. Let's see, who are they?
Huh. You can learn a lot from a dummy.
The mind reels with possibilities. Successful launch of the Artemis 1 this morning.
Liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Liftoff of...
Who is that guy?
We rise together with...
7.6 million pounds of thrust.
Yeah, well,
What's going on?
We all rise with thrust, Karen.
Bill Nelson tells us so.
See, we made it 3.5 years of this, and then we just canceled it. Look at that. I just ruined it for us. I'm sorry.
We didn't even get the traffic yet. It was canceled.
No, it's done.
Whoa.
But who are the
it's
dummies,
over.
The 3 dummies?
Us.
I don't know. Yes, exactly. Here we are. We're on our way to the moon.
To the moon, Artemis. Sorry.
It's an awesome rocket, though. But did you notice they didn't bother putting the fancy paint on it?
No.
That's going to be on the real launch. It's all rusty looking.
Yeah.
There are videos of this thing from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just see a fire streak going
it's
across the sky.
It's the biggest, most powerful rocket ever built, Steven.
So cool. Yeah, I know, and I missed it because no one told me this was happening,
you know,
and I would have woken up for it.
It was up on our website.
You know, I've checked in with all the other executive producers throughout town, and they all got up early to
see
it.
Yeah, they all knew about it.
I didn't want to throw that out there, but...
Here we are.
Here we are.
Holy moly. Well, this happened last night as well. Everything's happening in Florida last night.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
I love how he slipped in there that China interfered with the 2020 election. Was he saying that they started COVID to interfere with it? Was that what he was insinuating?
In our ranking system of 1 through 5 stars today, that's where I gave him a 1.5. Although he saved it, and he goes, I just want to throw that out there. And then he moved on right away from it. Because that could have gone really bad.
But well, that's what the thing. Are you talking about?
He may not be wrong.
No. But it's just different issues.
Yeah. It's just you don't want to focus on those things.
What you dwell on.
So this was last night at Mar-a-Lago, and he said America's comeback starts right now.
What we have built together over the past 6 years is the greatest movement in history because it is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country, America, and we're not going to let it fail.
He did a phenomenal job. I think the most important thing, he sold the idea, from him, in his perspective, of why he's the guy for this job, because it's not a normal campaign. These are not normal times.
No,
it's disastrous
right
now. So any normal politician, any other election cycle, fine. But he's the only guy right now, according to him, that can actually get it done this time.
He says it can't be a policy. It has to be a movement.
Yes. And he did did a very, very good job in that speech of painting that picture.
I think it was, I was actually right. He also touted his economy, energy, crime, and immigration policies that while he was president that were successful.
Yeah. He's got, of all the people that shouldn't have to dwell into the personal stuff and the name calling and the stupid nicknames, it's him because he does have a track record of success.
Right. That's true.
Just remind people of how it was. It wasn't that long ago.
Work with that. Florida Senator Rick Scott challenging Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Good
luck with that, but it's good. People are happy about it. This is the first time McConnell will be facing a challenger in the race for a role.
That crooked old turtle.
He may not. He's probably not going to lose, but at least someone's challenging him. And it's Rick Scott. So,
by the way, if Trump wins the presidency, it would be the first time a non-consecutive president since Grover Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah.
Grover. Don't you know?
I want to hear Trump talk about Grover Cleveland at some point.
Please.
You think he ever has?
I don't think he has. That would be a first.
That would be so cool. Today is a good day in Arizona. That's what Governor-elect Katie Hobbs said at a rally in Phoenix. I thought they were going to recount this thing.
The lawsuits were challenged yesterday. I'd keep an eye on this one.
Okay.
They're not going to give up.
Here she is. Never mind. I don't know.
That's okay. You know what? She didn't even debate, so she never shows up.
That's right. Yeah. Boom. To be Carrie Lake. Okay. Coming up on Rapid Fire, proof that journalism, that lies win Pulitzers and the truth gets you fired or suspended.
Huh.
Time period, WFTL traffic and weather together. So, apparently from Hurricane Nicole, the lights are still not working on Flagler between Quadrill and 23rd Street.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, my God. What the heck? Anyway, no other major accidents reported this time.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy.
Going on now. Save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com.
WPTV First Alert forecast, mild today, high in the mid to upper 80s, and then we cool off. We're going to be in the 70s tomorrow and 60s overnight, maybe 50s inland. And then you're going to have some really nice weather if you're expecting a nice weekend, basically. Some rain in the afternoon possible, though, by Sunday. Currently, it is mild and 71 degrees in the Palm Beaches. Ooh. Back to rapid fire.
Mild to 71, I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. So a little bad news before I get out, tell the good news.
When I spoke to her, she wasn't going anywhere, so I know that she was home. The question is, where's Mimos?
We don't know where Mimos is, but BSO says she was murdered.
We've been talking about this all week. It was a local woman, right, Broward, and she was going through some type of nasty divorce, and all of a sudden she disappears. And now that we're talking, she's dead?
Yeah.
I did not know, like you didn't either, Diener. I didn't know you could charge or accuse somebody of murder without having the body.
Yeah, but there's enough evidence in the home and in his car. Yes.
Did that change with DNA testing?
Pretty much so. I mean, but really, it's difficult. You need the body.
Huh.
So they're probably
maybe,
going
huh?
to, yeah. at the second degree murder thing, they're probably negotiating with him to find the body. But they believe the estranged husband, they were still living together in the Fort Lauderdale home, Jose Pacheco. She was trying to get a restraining order that day that she went missing. But apparently they did some luminol in the house and it lit up and so did the car. So he was arrested last night in Hialeah of second degree murder. So
domestic violence,
goodness.
Man.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's an epidemic.
It's very sad. Also this.
All I ask is that you rot and you rot slow.
Wow.
Yeah. Man convicted of last year's deadly Wisconsin parade attack, Daryl Brooks, he'll be sentenced today. He's supposed to get the max. He killed six people. Remember when he drove his SUV through the Christmas parade in Waukesha?
Horrible.
Yeah.
This is another guy, kind of like the Parkland shooter, whose name I refuse to say, that I hope kind of gets some, you know, a little bit of prison justice.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, here's the mother of 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, who was killed.
It hurts to breathe sometimes. It hurts to live without him here. My mama's soul aches for him.
It's awful.
Over 40 survivors expected to make statements before he's sentenced. I hope none of his attorneys flip them off.
I don't know if he has attorneys.
Oh, that's right.
This was the guy that defended himself, but I don't know if that's changed for this part of the hearing or whatever.
Well, moving on.
Go away forever.
Four current and a former member of Florida's largest homeowners association, the Hammocks Homeowners Association, that's way down in South Miami-Dade.
Oh.
Under arrest under allegations that they stole from the more than 18,000 residents. They just basically ripped them off, according to Catherine Fernandez Rundle, the state attorney.
Approximately $4 million in dues that were paid by the homeowners. It appears that most of those funds and millions in HOA reserves are gone.
You got to keep an eye on them.
Wow. She expects to make more arrests. And if convicted, they face 15 to 150 years in prison. Wow. Wow.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
another chime of death. What's going on over there?
Well, I don't know.
Was that Katie Hobbs again?
Because
Katie Hobbs is attacking you.
Governor, what do you think? Bing!
This isn't my updated one.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Just make it up.
I had like sound and everything for this.
Oh, geez.
For our friend Miguel Almaguer.
What'd he do?
Well, he's the one that did the report on Pelosi's husband.
Yeah, but they scrubbed him.
Oh, he's
gone.
And
they went, oh, God, no, we can't have you say that. The DOJ has a report out that says that the police went in and opened the door. And San Francisco police and Almaguer and a local San Francisco affiliate say that Paul Pelosi answered the door.
Right. So
it's
this
in
was,
writing.
This was the guy who came on to the Today Show. I remember watching the report a couple weeks ago. He did the live report.
Yep.
He came on and said, yeah, Paul Pelosi.
He was not in any immediate danger.
Right.
As authorities arrived at his house.
And then he walked back over to the attacker and, you know, they started talking.
He says, after a knock and announced the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi, the 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant away from police.
He opened the door.
Yeah.
So this was a live report that was done on NBC News during the Today Show.
Well,
it was scrubbed. They deleted it after that from all their social media. And this guy, this reporter, has been suspended by NBC for saying that he didn't follow company standards.
Went against the narrative.
Gone.
Well, so what are the standards? Because they were also
telling the truth,
reporting that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
Right.
That's completely wrong.
Wasn't it NBC that scrubbed the Weinstein story?
That too, yes.
They squashed it, right?
By the way, fascinating
some
details
standards
about this thing, about the, you know, the supposed homeless Paul Pelosi intruder.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to wind up being charged with anything. You know why?
Why?
It's a sanctuary city.
Oh, that's
true.
Illegal.
True.
So we will get no details coming forward from this because there will be no court case.
And he pled not guilty to the federal charges.
Right.
Nothing but speculation and lies.
It's a sanctuary city. He's protected.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that Nancy Pelosi's not going to be speaker after January, then the real story will probably come out after January.
I don't think it will. I don't think we'll ever hear it.
No.
The truth always shines through, Bill.
Well, you might know it, but you're never going to hear it.
But you won't.
Yeah. Just say that.
You won't win a Pulitzer for it. Chinese man may be the first to run an entire marathon while smoking cigarettes.
Did you see this guy?
Oh,
he's 50.
He's lighting up lung darts while running.
During all 26 miles of the marathon in East China, his name is Uncle Chen.
Give the time.
He ran it in 3 hours and 45 minutes. It
what?
Was his third marathon.
Chain smoking.
Like 26.2 mile marathon?
Yeah.
While smoking.
Yeah.
In under 4 hours.
Lighten it up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
By the way, no relation, but Mariah Carey cannot be the queen of Christmas because the queen of Christmas blocked her trademark motion. Her name is Elizabeth Chan.
Are you serious?
Not Uncle Chen.
Mariah is the queen of Christmas.
Yeah.
Just like the Paul Pelosi story, we all know the truth.
We'll never hear the truth, but we know the truth.
That's right.
Oh, I like that. All right, well, that wraps up Rabbit Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
Would you cuddle a turkey?
Sure.
No, you wouldn't.
If it's like frozen in a butterball.
Yeah, well, I'd cuddle it on my plate, but that's about it. This wacky petting farm is trying to promote the idea of cuddling turkeys for Thanksgiving.
What is wrong with people?
That thing would hack you to death, I'm telling you. Anyway, we got that, but some lighter news. Got the Artemis launch to talk about, and we're going to chime in any responses so far on the text line to the Trump speech last night. Our reviews, too. It's all next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you so much, Katia. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Also 850WFTL.com, by the way, where it's where you always find the Morning Show blog. I don't know what we're putting on there yet. Still too early.
I do have one thing on there.
Let me guess. Artemis?
Yes, because mainly for selfish reasons, but I'm also kind of triggered by this because I missed it. It's gone. I'm waiting for this for months. And it went off in the dead of night and no one told me about it.
That's right, Diener. They waited for you to have a busy day, and that's when they launched a rocket that's been years in the making.
It is. It's all about me. They hate me.
We still haven't figured out who this guy announcing the launch is. This is like their overnight guy, I think.
I think it is, yeah.
He was all excited for his big moment.
Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Beautiful.
Like when you're that guy at NASA, do you get to write your own little speech?
I hope he did. That's like his Al Michaels moment. That's like his own personal Do You Believe in Miracles moment.
Yes!
Good for him.
A big deal, though. Very cool.
So that is on the blog. You can check it out. We got the whole feed up there, actually. It was about a 15-minute video from launch to all the way up into orbit and everything in between. So it's
very
really
successful.
Cool.
Long delayed, but very successful.
Huge. The biggest, most powerful rocket ever built. The people were taking pictures of this thing from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Beach.
There were a lot of people for an overnight launch. There were a lot of people on the ground, too, there, up there. Which
very
would have been cool.
Cool
to see, so I don't know.
Yeah, one day. Maybe on the moon one, we can head up there. Do a live broadcast.
The real one.
Yeah.
That's our line. We don't go up till you paint the rocket.
Yeah. Let's get some logos on there first.
Did you notice that? It was all scrappy and rusty looking.
Oh, yeah. It was just like makeshift.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, though. It was just a test.
Obviously, the news of the day is this. The Trump announcement from last night. Every national, every world media outlet was covering this thing from Mar-a-Lago last night. He didn't talk. That was almost a one star. Almost. Started to make fun of the news media. He's going, I'm not going to say the fake news. Not going to do it. I'm like, save. Good. But he did talk about this. A vision is a little bit long, but this is a very good vision for the future.
My fellow Americans, we will join together and reverse this staggering American decline, and it is staggering indeed, and we will again restore the spirit of our nation. And then we must build and raise up a legacy that will stand without equal in the entire history of the world. With your help, we will create communities where our children will grow up safe and strong, and a nation where they will grow up free, prosperous, and well.
I like it. See, that was a four star, because he accomplished many things in that. Oh, you don't have to dwell on it. Just reiterate, remind people how bad things are now, because they are.
For sure.
What you're going to do about it, but the vision of the future and what the future of America is going to look like. Because last night, a lot of this, Diener, went beyond Make America Great Again. He said several times, better than before.
Right.
That's a great vision to hold on to.
That's a very good vision, and I think that's probably going to be their key message.
I think so.
Obviously, you know, MAGA, Make America Great Again, is always going to be their thing, but to come out and paint the picture and to think, you know what, it's going to be even better than before. We're not going to get it back to where it was. It's going to be even better.
Right.
That's a great message to have. And if he can stick to the script, it's a very big if.
That's a big ask.
Maybe the biggest if in history.
Because remember, this was like, this is teleprompter, controlled room, TV broadcast.
If he can.
He's going to be in the middle of Iowa somewhere, just unhinged.
He's going to be in like Cedar Rapids, just going off.
But I think he can. I think he will. You had a very good idea. You know what? Pair the appearances down a little bit. Edit it down.
Yes.
Keep it to under an hour.
That's what you got to do, because then you have less opportunity to kind of veer off and, you know, go into Twitter Trump, I guess, if you will.
Absolutely.
And that's what people are sick. The people who are sick of Trump are the people who don't like the antics, who don't like the name calling, who don't like, you know, just basically the random talking points. To bring those people back, you need to do what you did last night. And continue to do that.
I think so, because everybody knows everything already. You know everything about him.
Right.
You know what we're going through right now. You want to know specific action points, how you're going to fix it, and what it's going to look like when you do. Perfect. Just stick to that and you're good.
That's it.
Did he bring people along? What was the reaction on the text line? 877-850-8585. Anybody chime in?
Yeah, we got one here from Tommy from the Bronx, who's living in Boynton.
Tommy!
Tommy from the Bronx says he loves 45. but he should have waited until after the runoff and the holidays, which is something you and I were saying in the past few days.
I thought so too, Tommy, but I get why he did now. I didn't get it until I saw last night. Because now he's the guy that's officially said, I'm the one that's going to unite the party.
And yeah, I mean, and Tommy's point here basically is there might have been more energy, right, as you read on through his textures to summarize. There might have been more energy after the holidays. Yeah. Right now, things are kind of, I guess, a little bit down after the midterms is what he's getting at. And
right,
calls the Democratic Party cheaters, which, you know, may not be too far off there, Tommy. But mm-hmm. And at the same token, I get that point because that's something we have been saying as well.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason why he came out now and did it, because there was so much low energy coming off these midterms that this was a good opportunity to kind of swoop in and bring people back up.
Well, I think so, because this is the same day that they got the House back. So he was able to pinpoint that too.
Right.
And after just a week of depression.
And he did mention Herschel Walker as well during the speech. He said, you know, go vote for him in the runoff, obviously, if you live in Georgia.
Of course.
Rob from West Lake Worth.
Well,
yeah, to differentiate there.
Is it West Lake Worth Beach?
Maybe. He didn't say if it was beach.
By the way, in America's future, can we drop the beach from Lake Worth Beach?
If Trump comes out in a campaign speech and says he's getting rid of the beach of Lake Worth Beach.
Oh, honest.
Done. I'm in.
He'll beat Reagan's electoral vote record.
So Rob from West Lake Worth says, great speech. Needs to constantly try to be the guy who brings the country back together.
Yes, yes.
He may fail to do that, but at least a lot of independent voters will see the attempts he's making.
Yes, that's true too. Rob, good point.
Yes.
It did seem like he was trying, I hate to say it, seemed like he was trying harder.
And that's fine. That's what you got to do. You had to change the approach. So good point by Rob there from West Lake Worth.
Nice work, Rob.
And then we have a couple of other stragglers and randoms, which maybe we can get to later.
They're always in there. Just give me one.
All right.
Because they're always non sequitur, make no sense, just people chime in and yell things.
That's true. Well, someone sent us a picture overnight. I mean, just you talk about stragglers. This came in overnight. It's a meme. It says, biggest Super Bowl ever going on in Arizona right now. The Patriots versus the Steelers. Steelers.
Wow.
Stealing.
That's you know what that is? It's meme comedy right there.
Meme puns.
Meme puns.
That one came in overnight.
We're going to keep that. It may be dangerous, but we're going to keep the text line open all morning long to get your reaction to this stuff. 877-850-8585 to the speech last night. Tell us what you thought. You back in? You out? What'd you think about the entire thing?
Well, I mean, I told you one of my buddies I was talking to last night during the speech, he had told me before, he's with the whole Ron DeSanctimonious episodes going on, he said, I'm out, I can't take this anymore. And then he sent me a screenshot of himself contributing to Trump's campaign. I'm like, wow, you came back in that quick.
That's a little bit even beyond. That's like so inspired by it. You're actually opening up your checkbook.
Went right in.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of people felt that way after last night because they saw a different approach of sticking to the script. If you can do that, it's all good.
Wow.
Keep up.
All right, we're going to get to more on that, more highlights from it. We'll rate them 1 through 5 on the star factor. Most of them were 4s and 5s, I got to tell you, to be honest with you. We got that coming up. Crisis averted, maybe, with the Poland missile crisis happening over there. Maybe, because there's an update on that. And we'll get to our cuddling with turkey story.
Are you going to do this?
No.
No?
We'll do the story.
That's as far as you're going.
I think it's the scariest story we've had all year. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here.